Good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture reading is taken from the second letter of Paul the Apostle to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 through 19, reads as follows. Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord, not to strive about words, to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness, and their message will spread like cancer. Hymenaeus and Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. We'll be focusing on verse 15 this morning, in a very particular part of verse 15. Let me read that again. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. A worker who does not need to be ashamed. And so I have one question for you this morning. And I shall ask of it, of you, in many ways, with various applications. My purpose in doing so this morning is not to cause distress, but to bring about repentance, and that each of us might draw nearer to God this morning. And the question is this: are you ashamed? Our text says that we don't need to be, but yet the question remains, are you ashamed? This point I am about to make first, while an indirect application of our text, is the first and most essential point of the sermon this morning. And my prayer is that you hear it and heed it. Else if the gospel offends you, at least you have no excuse before God and the church has discharged its duty of preaching Christ, Christ alone, the way, the truth, and the life, and Christ crucified and risen. So we preach after the manner of Philip, who began at the scripture that the eunuch was reading by preaching Jesus. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That is God's promise and God's honest truth. And that those who believe the gospel, which was once for all delivered to the saints, that Jesus Christ was crucified to pay the penalty for all of our sins, that He died and was buried, and He rose again. Believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. We don't go to heaven because of what we do, but because of what God has done. For it is written that it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. You cannot be approved to God by works, but by grace and mercy from Christ alone, and that through faith alone. So allow me to illustrate with a Bible story. The first time in the Bible when it is recorded that somebody was ashamed is found in the book of Genesis. And in Genesis chapter 3, beginning in verse 6, we read, "So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of the fruit and ate. And she also gave it to her husband with her, and he ate. And then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' So he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself.'" Because of their sin, Adam and Eve were ashamed. And so it is with us when we come to the knowledge of our sin, that we're ashamed of that, and our first impulse is often to run and to hide from God. But you know what the Lord did? You know what the Lord did? Also for Adam and his wife, the Lord God made tunics of skin and clothed them. So in Adam and Eve's case, God provided the blood sacrifice for a covering. And in the case of you and I, God has provided the blood sacrifice of Jesus Christ, God the Son, as a covering. And so I ask you, have you received the garment of salvation? Are you ashamed? Well, then there's one thing that you must do. Put on the garment of salvation. Be clothed with it. And then, and only then, will you be approved in the sight of God. This is the only way. This is the Bible way. It was that way in the beginning for Adam and Eve, and it is that way now, and so ever it shall be until the Lord returns. The next question I have for you is this. Are you ashamed because of your sinful conduct? Maybe you've engaged or indulged some sin in your life over the past day or week or month or even years, and you're ashamed of it, and you want to set it right. And maybe you don't know how to go about doing it. Again, I shall share with you a story from the Scriptures. The Scriptures, the Bible, that book that you have in your lap, has all the answers. Well, there was a day when Jesus went out to the Mount of Olives, and early in the morning he came again into the temple. And all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. And then the scribes and Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery in the very act. Now Moses, in the law, commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say?" This they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And then those who heard it, being convicted by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. And when Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, Lord." And Jesus said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Now these accusers tried to test God. They came with their own righteousness, trying to trap the eternal Son of God. That's a pretty crazy thing to do, right? To try to trap God in his words. But yet we human beings have a way of trying to justify ourselves in our own sin. But you know what? While these self-righteous religious folks were trying to put God in a box and trap him in his words, this woman cowered in fear, having been caught by men in her sin. You know, and Jesus didn't let her off the hook either. He gave her a commission: go and sin no more. This woman was caught in the act by men. You know what? Every day, you and I are caught in the act of sin by the omniscient God. And our sin brings us shame. But you know what God does? You know what God does with our shame? He uses it as an opportunity to impart divine forgiveness. And in that, he can accomplish his redemptive purpose, being glorified in our lives. For in the Scripture we read, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Are you ashamed because of what you've done, what you failed to do, what you've thought? Again, the scripture has the answer. Finally, we shall make the more direct application from our text. And so again, I ask you, are you ashamed? Are you ashamed because you cannot rightly divide the word of truth? You know, there's this cult that goes running around our city and every other place, proclaiming their version of the kingdom of God. These folks call themselves Jehovah Witnesses, and yet they deny the deity of Jesus Christ, God the Son. And because most Christians don't even know their Bible, by reason of laziness, I would submit to you, for the Bible is readily available, and God has given it to us in terms that even a child can understand its truths. Because of this, this cult makes mincemeat of most professing Christians, confusing them, because the Christians do not know the Word of God. You know, religious people come around teaching such imaginary and fake things that never entered into the mind of God, nor are they in this book. Things like purgatory and soul sleep. And they teach that a believer can lose their salvation. Damnable heresies that only bring the child of God into bondage when Christ came, that we might be free, and free indeed. Worldly folks peddle their doctrines of evolution and abortion and all manner of sexual sin. And you know, many of you, that these things violate God's perfect moral standards. But yet, many times you're at a loss for words. How do you respond if you don't know the truth? So I ask you, are you ashamed in such circumstances, in these situations? Are you ashamed because you can't explain your hope of faith when you're asked about it? Now, our text in 2 Timothy chapter 2 in verse 15 reads, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." So our text says that you do not need to be ashamed. There is no fear. There is no shame. There is no guilt. There is no sin. There is no error in truth. Jesus Christ, the living word, is truth. And the psalmist writes of the written word in the Bible, "The entirety of your word is truth. And every one of you, your righteous judgments endures forever." Therefore, friends, I urge you, be diligent students of the Word of God, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Are you ashamed of your lack of knowledge of the Christian faith? Today, if today you were to meet the Lord, are you ready? Or would you be ashamed, having nothing to say, if the Lord were to ask you what you did with His Son, Jesus Christ? Knowing that the next thing He would say to you is, "Depart from me, worker of iniquity. I never knew you." Are you ashamed of your unconfessed sin? Are you repetitive sin? Sin that you haven't been dealing with? That's why the Lord gave us the communion table. His forgiveness is greater than your shame. And you can lay down the shame at the cross and receive that forgiveness this morning. Are you ashamed? Of the ways in which you've prioritized other things of the world, things that indulge the flesh, they're running in circles with the devil, doing those things from which God has called you out. And if indeed the Spirit is in you, you know. Are you ashamed? Now, as I said at the outset, my purpose here is not to bring you into a hopeless sort of distress, but rather to bring you to a place of godly sorrow. Because the Scripture says that godly sorrow produces what? Repentance. And repentance, eternal life and its fruits. And so the good news is this. Today, set your life on a new path. Start your life with Christ. Become a more serious disciple. Receive God's forgiveness of sin, which is found only through Christ Jesus. Maybe you're doing well. Maybe you're doing well spiritually today. And I rejoice with you in that. Even so, redouble your spiritual efforts. For your adversary is lurking in a place where you do not know, seeking to trip you up when you least expect it. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, your truth, your Son. We thank you for providing a way to salvation. that we might only believe upon your name, and that at that moment we will have passed from death into life, and that a place is immediately reserved in heaven for us. Lord, that this sermon, this word, your words, cut to every heart and serve to bring us to a greater spiritual place than before, than we were this morning. Lord, that these words might be received, not only in the spirit of admonition, but also in the spirit of compassion. For you yourself desire that all men come to repentance and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let it be so. Amen and amen.